Hello, everyone. It is January 24th, 2022. Today, I'm talking about maturing spiritually. You know, and this weekend, I had to make a super hard decision. First of all, as some of y'all may notice, that I took my name off the podcast and I put transformation, because at this point in time in my life, I'm going through a transformation. So I had to make a hard decision this weekend. You know, I've been at my church for 5 years, almost 6 years, and you know, it was a hard decision for me to have to leave the church. I love the pastor. He's a great, you know, it's a great learning church. He did build my spirit up. He did help me to mature my spirit, but I wasn't learning what I needed to learn to, you know, it's like a, like I need a step-by-step thing to learn what I need to build me up spiritually, as well as build up my faith. So my spirit ended up leading me to this other pastor. You know, I prayed, asked God, but he did give me confirmation over the weekend that I was in the right direction. And the problem with my loyalty extends to a fault, to where I have missed opportunities, or I have stayed in situations longer than I should have. And I had to make the decision that, you know, and I felt confident about it, because my loyalty is to God and not man. So I have to go where my spirit leads me, and what's, you know, how my spirit is being fed, how my spirit is being grown, how my faith is being grown. And I'm comfortable with it. I didn't like the decision. I didn't want to leave, but I did. You know, you got to be careful about whoever you're following, whoever teaching you, you know, who's helping you to grow spiritually and helping you to build your faith. You know, you have to make sure they're teaching you exactly what you need to know, to where you can just take the information and work on it yourself, so you don't feel like you have a need to a person to have to keep running back, like, you know, like it's a drug. Like, I need this. You know, you can do it yourself and you can get that same feeling and, you know, get the work done. That's why I said in the last episode, you know, you got to do the work. Me, I pray, I study my scriptures, I apply the scriptures to every area of my life, because the Bible is basically like a recipe. It's like a cookbook. Like, it has a recipe for everything in life. And it actually does. Like, if I hadn't known all this information at an earlier age, like, I'm sure I'd be off somewhere else at this time. But I didn't, you know. I had the harder roads in life. And a lot of people do end up having harder roads in life than others. And I'm definitely one. But I, you know, and for me to start growing and figuring out my identity, actually, God had gave me a vision last year. And the vision that he gave me, and I remember this when he gave me the vision, when I was young. Not every parent got a Bible in their house, but we had a children's Bible as well. So I used to sit in my parents' room, and I used to write this Bible word for word. So he gave me that vision. You know, kids are the most innocent creatures on this earth. Like, they fearless. Like, they feel like they can do anything. And, you know, and this is before people and the environments began to tank them. So, you know, we're like this mold, like a clay mold. And, you know, I have to look back over the years at how much God had chipped off of me that didn't belong to me. You know, the habits that I had picked up, the characteristic traits that I had picked up, all these different things that didn't belong to me. And I look back at how much has come up off of me. And, you know, it's a process. It's a process. A lot of people want this quick thing. This is like a microwave society, because social media have so many people blinded. Like, you know, everybody don't show the process that they go through before they, you know, hit success. It's a process. It's nothing that just happens overnight. Like, it literally is a process that you have to work through. And I, you know, I pay attention to where my attention goes. I have to be very mindful of my time. I have to be very mindful of what and who I give my energy to. You know, these things have to be done daily, you know, in order for me to maintain my identity, you know, to get to my destiny. So, you know, I'm hoping that these words or these episodes is like really helping somebody to like really start getting focused on their life, because it's very much doable and you can get there as long as you determine to do the work, as long as you diligent, as long as you do this stuff every day. You know, you got to come up with your own plan for every day. That's just my plan, but you can get there. You really can. And at the end of the day, you got to understand your loyalty is to God, not man. Because I guarantee you, we all have been let down. We all have been disappointed before. But, you know, one thing I know for a fact is God is not going to disappoint you. He's not going to let you down. So this is the beginning of a new week. I hope all you guys have a prosperous, excellent, great week. You know, keep your head up, keep smiling, because you can do it. I love all you guys. Have an awesome week.